Hey guys, this is Brendan with Evoke Bike. So we've got an interesting conundrum that we want to hear from you about. Craig's put on a few pounds from lifting, and we think it's mostly muscle mass. We talk about this in the beginning. But with Masters Nationals, his big goal being in Utah and the climbing out there, and Craig gets into a little bit of the discussion of how he's felt when he's raced when he's 145 as opposed to 151. Is more watts and a little bit more weight better, or a little bit lighter and maybe a few less watts? But we've also talked about he's been 141 and not felt great. So we're thinking, okay, maybe drop it down a little bit. But the discussion also goes into, you know, what about that overdrive power? What does this have to do with the style of how he races? And he gets into that a little bit. I've had my own fluctuations, and being a bigger rider, my fluctuations, the percentage of weight will obviously be bigger. I mean, if I carb load, I can see 5 more pounds on a scale simply from water weight, which sounds crazy. But like, if I go out and get dehydrated on a ride, I lose a ton of weight. So my fluctuations are bigger, but I've noticed, you know, I've raced at my best weight I think is 182. I've raced at like 186, 187 and done great. I've raced at 177, and while the short term it felt good, in the long term it was, and when I even say long term, I mean a few months time, I would lose that overdrive power and I would like put 5 pounds back on and just feel much better. And I guess I just, the way I describe it is more of a whole athlete. So this podcast, I think it's a short one, but I think it gets better as it goes on. We get a little bit more into how you can think about your race weight. And Craig makes the comment like, wow, this is probably a stupid discussion over a few pounds. And I really don't think it is. I think a lot of us constantly think about this. And when we carb load, we freak out if we see a big number on the scale. If we're not eating as many carbs, we think we're skinnier. It's a lot of the times this is water weight. So I think it's a conversation we need to have too, because we want to be healthy people. We don't want our hobby, love, passion of cycling make us have bad choices that are going to affect our overall health. So we would love to hear your comments below. What do you think about Craig's weight? Should he lose some LBs? Should he maybe try and roll it with the higher wattages? But if you have time to listen to this one, please listen all the way through and let us know in the YouTube comments, or email us, Brendan at Evoke Bike or Craig at Evoke Bike. Thanks, guys. What do you need?
Well, I mean, the heart of that question I asked is basically, should I try to lose a few LBs to make me more dangerous on the road?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, at 335, just raw watts as an FTP, it's not very dangerous on a flat four corner crit. You know what I mean? As much as I enjoy crit racing, I'm not going to just ride dudes off my wheel with that.
No. But are you going for the crit or are you going for the road race?
Well, that's the question I'm asking now. I don't want to start asking that in June.
Well, so the question is, what was your highest FTP before, 360?
No, I think I was probably like high 340s.
Okay. And that was at this weight, or that was at the lower weight?
At the lower weight, like 145.
And you're how much now?
150.
I think, you know, were you lifting as much?
Nope.
So it's probably muscle. Do we know that? Do you have any old scale?
I have a scale. I don't know how accurate the numbers are, but they're certainly consistent. And my everything's just pretty flat, like 50% muscle is what the reading is. Again, I don't know how accurate that raw number is, but it's always like between 48 and 50%.
So the body fat percentage is the same, you think, from back then and from now?
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of things that we could look at this. So if Craig's looking for Masters Nationals road race, the road race isn't super long. It's like what, 80 miles? Do we know 70 miles?
I'd have to go back because there wasn't one last year.
That I won was like the weird one where we got stormed on. They stopped the race. We went back to our cars. We came back and had the last lap. It was super weird. And then the year before that, let's say it's 3 hours. I mean, what my thought process is, right out the gate, if you're weighing more because you have some more muscle,
I don't know if you could lose more body fat percentage. It's not like you have a ton extra there. I think having more muscle in American road racing, we're not going to Colorado. If the race was in Colorado and you were climbing at elevation, I would say, yeah, can you lose 3 pounds? Lose the 3 pounds. Let's try and keep the watts the same. Like being lighter is going to help you because it's going to be a circuit race. You're going to do it over and over again. But it's in Utah, right?
Yeah, I think that is going to be pretty.
So exactly what I just said. So it is going to be that. So if it's left, like if it's a long sustained climb, then it might behoove you to. But I think that you would then want to, 3 pounds isn't that much. I think you could take it off. Like I would do it over a month and a half. Like I would do it super slowly. And I go back and forth on this. I mean, because the more muscle you have, you're going to hold a little bit more glycogen, but it doesn't really matter for if you're going to do a gravel race and it was like 7 hours and every little bit would help. I would say keep the extra muscle mass on, you know, you're going to be a stronger rider and racer through that whole event. If it's only a 3 hour road race, I would try to test it beforehand. And like you're saying, you're like nipping this in the bud by thinking way earlier, get your fitness to a point where you'd be at the race, get to this lower weight and see how you can perform. I think a lot of it, that is just the feel. Because
I know I feel better and feel faster, lighter.
Yeah.
Like I don't exactly like being here at 150, 151.
So does it feel heavy?
It does to me. Like I look different in the mirror. Like I've definitely put on muscle, no doubt. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is too, that's tough to test is like, all right, I'm going to go test like watts per kg, but it's like, are you testing 3 full efforts? Or are you testing 1? What do you exactly test? Like, what if it comes down to, you know, you get over the climbs and it's actually, you know, you had no problem with the climbs. So let's say you could theoretically get over them at the heavier weight. And then it's like a 30-second drag up a 2% incline. The heavier dude's going to just probably crush it. You're going to have more watts. You're going to just beast it and you'd be stronger. You'd have more left in your muscles because you have more muscle. I tend to say, train how you're going to train. Eat clean and be super honest with yourself if you're eating clean, and do that for the 3 months before the race. And, you know, just where the number falls, because it's going to be hard too. If you're carbing up, your number is going to be higher. You're going to weigh a little bit more, but it's just water weight. I don't know if I'm right in saying this, but I just think we don't want to worry too much about the poundage if it's going to have any possible effect of power. What if you lose some power? What if you lose some overdrive? But since you have raced at this other weight and you felt better, that's the feeling. So maybe you want to, have you ever gone under that number?
I've been as low as 141 and it's I felt awful.
Okay. And we're talking about 147.
I mean,
Have you ever done 145?
Yeah. I mean, I think 145 is a good number. Is a good number.
And that's you're 151 right now. Sorry, I should have written this down.
150, 151. Yeah.
So I would say get to 147 while we're like lifting and still you're inside. Get down there, see how you feel. And if you can go to 145 and the watts are still there, because, you know, I think you're common. You don't think you're going to ride anybody off your wheel. You're not a huge dude. You're not like this massive diesel. It's just going to be like, and just pull away from people at a big race. So don't use that as a gauge at all. Not that you were, but just if it's in the back of your mind, like it's not going to be a local race where you can ride away from people.
Yeah.
You know, well, I don't know. What's your thought? I'm talking.
I mean, just, you know, from a style of racing, I think I'm better to be, you know, quick versus powerful, if that makes sense. Like I like bridge solo bridging to three guys rather than trying to go off by myself. You know, like
let things requires power too. Maybe we think
it does, but I'm not talking letting it get 20 minutes up the road. I'm talking a 2 minute bridge, you know? And I think just being light and strong is better than just being diesel. Not that I'm ever going to be diesel, but I just, the way I prefer to race, I think I'd rather be at the lighter weight.
What's your VLA max modeled in WKO? Do you know?
I don't know.
I'd be curious what's your, like how snappy the physiology looks. And because I'm the opposite. I'm diesel. I want to just be able to like ride high wattage. If I see a fluctuation, since I'm so heavy, like my fluctuations are more absolute pounds than other people. But even if I was like 4 pounds heavier, I'd be like, just like carved up. And then it's like, it goes away. And then it's like, I just don't pay attention to the absolute number on the scale or I would go crazy. I think got people in the comments, what do you guys think? Should he lose the pounds or should he stay?
They're probably thinking this is the dumbest conversation I've ever heard. We're talking just a couple pounds. What's the big deal?
Dude, I think a lot of people have this conversation. Like, do I try and lose a little bit more? How do I know? So okay. So we had a conversation about force number with weight. How do we plant a flag in the ground of like, how do you test this? I think that's the hardest part is like, because the thing that matters is repeatability in a race. So I guess you would have to race at both weights, which before June is hard to do because you don't want to be like, okay, I got to lose 5 pounds and like crash diet it. Cause then I think you're just gonna be weaker anyways. You know, I think if you feel good, if you feel solid, you got to do this one almost by feel as opposed to the numbers. Like when I was 177, I initially was like, I feel good. I feel okay. It came down to like going super deep and super hard. It was later in reps of things. I was like, where are my legs? Like my body's just not there. And I got like cracked a couple times. And I was like, I don't think this is where I'm supposed to be at. And I put 5 pounds back on and I was like, oh, I feel normal. So, I've come back to this number time and time and time again, 182. It is like, if I'm light, I'm lean. I've raced everywhere from 177 to like 189 and won races through the whole thing. I mean, I was 189 at before and after going down. It wasn't like I just started there and then like lost weight. There have just been times where I've been like in huge training blocks, massively hungry. And just like, I think at that time I was not always eating whole, like good carbs. I've definitely changed my tune a little bit in terms of sugar. Like I try to eat only processed stuff on the bike and have like put ride food in a specific area of the cabinet. So I only eat it on rides for the most part. I try. I was like, I definitely just ate some Swedish fish. That's a lie. But I think a lot of people have this conversation and they're trying to understand where they fall. You kind of got to feel it out. You got to race a lot. You got to put yourself in that position and do some hard rides with it. I think it's easier to put it back on than it is to take it off. So take it off now while you can.
So do you think, you know, obviously a slow and steady approach is pretty good, or is the wisest way to go about it? What are your thoughts on during a regeneration recovery week, especially those Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday days, to kind of kickstart, jumpstart that loss momentum and cut, if you're going to cut big, cut during those times. What's your thought? Or it's just better to do it all even during your heavy weeks 1, 2, 3 in a 4 week block.
So I think the heavy days after you do Sunday's long ride and you burn so many calories, get mostly recovery. Eat a lot of lean protein. You don't need a ton of carbs for next Monday. Like if you're going to cut there, you could probably cut 1,000 calories that day. Now that next month, the next day though, you need to fuel up for Tuesday's workout. Like there's not many places to cut. It's like a very fine balance. I really still think you need to eat till you're full. Like ask yourself, am I hungry right now? You need to make sure you're getting enough sleep so you don't inhibit fat loss. Maintaining a race weight is always going to be, and, you know, find how to dial this in, because we are talking a few pounds. Making sure you're not counting water weight, like trying to take that out of the equation. I think, and I could, I don't know, maybe this will change with some new technology or something. It's a moving target.
Sure.
And that's why I try not to obsess over it. And that's why I think we should wrap it with saying, if you're trying to lose weight, make sure you can experiment with it before you are just like, lighter is better. Lighter is definitely not better. And we both have had times where it's like, I'm losing something. I don't necessarily even know, like, why is that? Like, if you get lighter, can't you still fill all your glycogen stores? Like, your muscles are still there. It's not what it, you, I don't know. It's just how the body reacts sometimes. Look at guys like Chris Horner. He's not shredded and ripped. That's just what his body style is. So that's a whole other topic. Like, what does your body naturally look like? There's a difference between having fat and, you know, clearly weight to lose. Once you get down to like being lean, it's like there is too lean for bike racing. And it's, again, if you're trying to test things, you really need to think, okay, we're talking hour 3.5. You go out for an hour ride, you're going to be fine with many different scenarios. But get in 2,000-3,000 kJs, that's when your body's really pulling from everywhere. You want to be strong then. And I would rather, I kind of look at this more like being more topped off. I would rather have just a little bit extra and have to carry that around than not having enough and being like, I'm blown out because I just didn't have enough energy.
Yeah, makes sense. Be interesting to see what some of the comments might be on this topic.
We need the comments, people. Comment below. Thanks for watching, guys, and let us know, should Craig lose some lbs?
Thanks.
Yep.